Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
73013.
Thank you, and could I please have your first and last name?
Aisha Anderson.
Thank you. Let me see here. And could you repeat that last name for me?
Sandy.
Okay. It's like, it's very muffled. I can't really make out what you're saying. Could you repeat that?
Sandy, G-A-D-Y.
Okay. And what is the amount you were charged?
56, hold on. Let me see. I gotta go there to my account. $56.95.
Thank you.
And then I was charged another $7.95 on the 25th.
Okay. Just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address?
3621 Wynn Drive. Apartment 87, Ammon, Oklahoma, 73013.
Thank you. So I do see here, looks like that was on May 24th. You paid the shipping. It was for $7.95, and it was for your free gift, the KitchenAid.
I get that.
And then you were charged the membership fee of $56.95, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. So basically, in the terms and conditions, when the shipping was paid for that KitchenAid, that's where it stated about the $125 gift card and also the $56.95 charge.
I didn't get none of that.
Okay. Well, let me see. And so the gift card is emailed to you when you're charged. And the KitchenAid was actually a sweepstakes offer, so you were entered in a raffle.
Yeah, I need the, I don't know, what is that?
Okay. So I did go ahead and get this canceled for you. As far as a refund, with it stating there in the terms and conditions about the $56.95 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card, it is a valid charge, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund, and I can still send you the email with the $125 gift card emailed to you.
I don't even see that in here. What is the name of it, Shopee?
It's called FactoryDirectSaving.com. Oh, I'm sorry. The name of the email that you would be receiving, yes, ma'am, it is Factory Direct Saving. I'm sorry.
Factory Direct Saving.
Mm-hmm.
And when was that sent out? Do you know the exact date?
Well, it would have been sent to you on the same day that you were charged, so it would have had to be the 28th, May 28th.
Hold on, let me see. No, I didn't get no email from them.
Okay, well, I was saying that I can resend the email once I do the 35% refund.
Oh, and what email address was it under?
Looks like it's your first name. Oh, I'm sorry, it's your last name. I'm sorry. L-Y-C. chele@gmail.com.
Hold on, let me see. They be lying. They ain't seen nothing there.
Okay, so you haven't gotten it?
No, I didn't get anything. And you said that at that email address is the LYCHELE, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. But the most that I can do for you as a courtesy is a 50% refund.
As a 50% refund for me not getting the fucking email, I need a 100% refund because that's crazy.
Right, but the reason that you're getting a 50% refund is because there were terms and conditions that you would have had to agree to that stated about the charge. So with me offering a 50% refund, it is as a courtesy because it is a valid charge. And so I was also saying that I can get the email sent out to you.
If I didn't get my if I didn't get the email in the first place, how could that be valid? Y'all didn't.
It's valid because you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions on the website.
I don't even see nothing up in here from y'all.
Okay, well, once I do the 50% discount, I'm sorry, the 50% refund, I can go ahead and send you the email again.
Because I don't got nothing. I didn't get anything. That's crazy. It ain't in my spam either.
Okay, well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience.
That's crazy. Y'all just got bogusness going all around now. Nah, I didn't get no email.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and do that 50% refund for you now and also get that email sent out to you.
Mm-mm. That's crazy. All right, whatever.
Okay, so I did go ahead and do that refund for you. It can some...
After you do that, can you just go on and just take me off of that because they
yes,
full of mess?
Well, it's been canceled.
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm still here. Yes.
You didn't help me out because you didn't. What is the email? It still remains the same. What's the email? I still ain't getting no email.
Well, I just sent it to you. It can sometimes take up to 24 to 48 hours, so you can just be looking out for it.
And then that refund, how much was that refund?
It was, let me see. So 50%, it is $28.48.
Okay. And then you said that is that email is from who now?
FactoryDirectSaving.com.
Factory Direct Savings. Yeah. Okay. That's crazy because, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why I didn't get the email.
I can't say, ma'am. I just do the customer support.
Yeah, Yeah, they something else, ain't they? Okay, thank you. If I have any problems, I'll just call back.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.